I had a little heartbreak this morning, Mike.
What happened?
Yesterday, as we were up at Flowery Branch in Buford, I stopped and I got some Liquid Death, which is water. And I got a couple of those jerky sticks. You guys saw me yesterday.
By the way, it's a very large jerky stick you were manhandling.
They really were. And while I was walking out of the store right there in Buford, I said, give me $5 on the Powerball. The guy goes, all right. You want individuals or you want it on one ticket?
Right.
I said, okay. One ticket. He gives me the Powerball tickets. I walk out the store. We go do the show at Flyer Branch. I don't even think about it, Mike. Right. I get up this morning, and I'm watching WSB, and they say, hey, the winning ticket of $478 million was bought in Buford. And I literally almost crapped myself.
Oh, my goodness.
So at this point, I'm going, what did I do with that ticket last night? Where did I put it? Is it my car? Did I bring it in the house? What did I do with this ticket?
I love how you're thinking you were the only one in Buford to buy a ticket.
Well, this is the deal.
But still,
I'm like,
I mean, but you got
what are
at least,
the odds?
I mean, first off, you got to be in it to win it. And, you know, of all the gazillion to one odds, you've just lowered them tremendously by being a guy who purchased a ticket in Buford.
Correct. I could have been in Marietta. I could have been on the south side here. Buford. I was in Buford. I bought a ticket. Mike, so now I'm nervous.
Where's the ticket?
I'm like, where's the ticket? It would be my luck if I won this thing and I don't have the ticket. So I find the ticket. And now I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm scared to look at this thing. Because I'm like, is there any way that I could actually be
the
winner?
On. Let me just think for a second. The Mike Bell Show. My own show. My own show.
Is there any way that I could be the winner? So right. I've got the ticket. It's sitting on my desk this morning.
Right.
So I'm like,
check the numbers.
I'm talking to Frankie. I couldn't. I'm talking to the dog. I'm like, I don't want to look at these numbers. If I'm even close. So Mike, this is a true story, guys.
Right.
I go, all right, Frankie, I'm going to look at one of these numbers. It's just him and I. Mike, I had the Powerball number, which was 20. And I just look at that.
Oh.
So now I'm really freaking out, okay? Right. So I'm like, I've got the number. What else do I have? So now I'm super excited. Guys, I didn't win. But I got to tell you, you talk about heartbreak.
You make $2?
I don't know what it was. I haven't turned the ticket in yet.
You get $2 on that.
But I had two of the numbers of the six. But when I saw that 20, I was like, there's no way. And it just plays with your head. But whoever won up there in Buford, congratulations.
Right on. And get a lawyer. And sometimes they lay low for a while and disavow all their family members who are going to have their hands out.
Would you? People come out of the woodwork.
I'd lose so many phone numbers in a heartbeat.
People come out of the woodwork. It's like, you don't remember me. No, I don't.
Yes.
No.
No, because I did see it. I always check. I play online. You can do it at the Georgia Lottery. You can do it sometimes if you don't make it to the gas station, which is generally I try to do it.
It's easy, right?
Yeah, you can do it at home. But I've made like $2 or $4 here and there. I look now, 2, 15, 27, 29, 39, 20. For me, though, I do the quick pick. And if I don't get one or two of the numbers that I've historically liked, which is generally a uniform number from one of my favorite players,
or you have your own formula.
Or something happened. So, yeah, I would never roll those numbers, but somebody did.
Me neither.
And I wonder if they actually took the time to pick them, or it was just simply the random selection.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that random selection is even, the odds are more astronomical. Right. But, long story short, we break like an 8-year drought of winning the Powerball in the state of Georgia. It's the first time we won it, and somebody's won it here. So they won a lot. But, Mike, I thought I was on the cusp, and I couldn't find the ticket this morning. And then when I did, and I saw that 20, I was like, I need 5 more numbers.
You know, and my thing is, you know me, we've always joked around about, you know, I can never crap on a professional athlete, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, if he goes through his contract, because I'd blow through it like Brewster's Millions. But if I did win that money that you're talking about, I would have partnered up with whoever the lead dog is on this hockey team. And I would have come in. I would have spent like a
let's go.
After, you know, I have to tax whatever the number is, but I would have put
$200 million.
I would have put $100 million into a hockey team and have good seats and be the man.
You know what? You would have made that back in like 5 years,
hey,
right?
Carl,
easily.
If you had won, would you have at least fixed the mics in the studio?
You know what? It's a great question, though. It's a great question.
If I win the lottery, we're taking Hey Man nationally. Hey Man is going national after we fix the microphones and the talk back buttons here in the studio and get new chairs.
What else do we need?
That's about it. The lighting's been fixed.
Water.
And then hire the guy to run the Twitch. You know, he's somebody for $15 an hour to run the Twitch. That thing was a nice get. That
the
thing
went
world's
away. Best employee, Carl.
You know what? I would be. Yes.
By the way,
I
the guy be. That we lost to CNN, did he get downsized at CNN? Can we get him back?
That's a good question. I don't know. If, I don't know.
He was great, man.
He was
Whispers
terrific.
Was great.
All right. Yeah. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. And by the way, if you hit the lottery, I hope that you're keeping that to yourself, to
right
Mike's
on.
Point.
Right
get
on.
Your people in order and then, you know, do what you need to do.
Right on.
Hey, man, coming up, we'll get to an NFL blitz. Yeah, man, no man's also on the way. And we'll hear from Kirby Smart coming up next hour as he stopped by the steakhouse. Right now, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah. He was playing with my emotions this morning. Dave Canales, he is the coach at Carolina, Mike, and he says that Young will start in the place of Andy Dalton. We talked about Dalton getting into a car accident. Mm-hmm. Luckily, nobody was severely injured, but Dalton has a thumb injury, and Canales announced this. And now, Mike, is this a chance for the young fella to get his job back?
Well, it would be a hell of a story if he could make things happen. I don't even know who the emergency quarterback is on that team. I don't know, did they sign somebody off the practice squad?
Yeah.
Because on their depth chart, it's just list Dalton and Young. Either way, but good for – look. Take this opportunity and do something with it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you don't want to be that guy. You know, and like we're seeing Sam Darnold getting that career resurgence. You know, we've seen Baker Mayfield have it happen. So it doesn't necessarily have to happen for you in Carolina. But something positive has to happen for Bryce Young in that uniform, right?
No doubt about it. Panthers, Broncos this weekend. Let me hear Dave Canales.
Scary moment for sure. Everyone was okay. Everyone was healthy. Unfortunately, in the accident, he did sprain his thumb. So Bryce will be playing this week, and we'll be evaluating Andy day to day going into this weekend to see if we can get him up as the two on game day.
Now, they've been bad. We know that. They're 1-6. They are vying, let's be honest, for the first overall pick again in this draft. But it doesn't mean that you don't want to see development in Bryce Young. We feel like, I do, Mike, I feel like they made up their mind. This is not going
to
be.
They cut bait.
This is not going to last. And even if he plays well, guys, the only thing that it might do is maybe potentially increase his trade value if you wanted to do that.
He was so accurate in college. I thought the comp to him would have been like a Drew Brees, you know, a little undersized, but you know, not like a mobile guy. Not even close. Like maybe it helps. It happens somewhere else. How many guys out there have Tyreek Hill on your fantasy team?
He hadn't done anything, has he?
No. He's averaging 3.5 catches for 35 yards a game in the 4 games since Tua has gone out with a concussion. So nobody's more excited than Tyreek to get back in the mix. Needless to say, they've had a couple of tomato cans throwing the football down there in Miami. And now it's just a matter of Tua. Who's going to out there in the football world is going to get mad at Tua or call him up, whatever, if he sees pressure coming and just gets down? The way
Nobody.
Brady did the last
Nobody.
6 years of his career.
Nobody.
He's got to avoid the contact, man, and Dolphins get back. I think the Dolphins can still get back on
track. I do, too. From one wide receiver to another, Devontae Adams was talking about he's not the savior for the Jets, Mike. They made the trade.
It ain't me, babe.
Yeah, he's now with his boy and Aaron Rodgers, but don't put that pressure on me, will you?
You know, I'm not here to be the savior. Everybody was looking, you know, the whole world. Trump was at the game. I don't know if that's because of me or not, but, I mean, everybody's sitting here expecting it to be, you know, me go out there and put up 200 yards and 3 tugs. But, you know, that's a storybook ending to it, and obviously that would have been amazing if that happened. But I'm here to help shift this culture more than anything. You know, I can go out there and make the plays that I can make and try to, you know, influence guys, you know, as much as I can. But I'm trying to enforce a winning mindset on these guys.
Okay.
All right. But he still needs to catch touchdowns.
Yes. So. I mean, like, they got to figure it out quick because you will get to a point of no return for the Jets in that AFC playoff picture. You're right about that. Funniest quote, maybe later in the show we'll get the audio unless Chris has it. I didn't see it on the cut sheet. But hear Patrick Mahomes talking about his dad bod.
Yeah, when he ran over the DB last weekend.
I love that. He goes, actually, I was not trying to lower my shoulder. I was trying to absorb the hit. I knew I was going to be hit right there, and my dad bod, man, I just had enough weight on me where he went down. So basically, Patrick Mahomes saying it was the extra weight and padding of his dad bod which helped propel him through the end zone.
Well, first of all, if you watch that, you're going, no, don't do it. He lowers his shoulder, right. And the last thing you want to see is your quarterback trying to run over anybody, and then when he runs him over, you're like, yeah, go ahead and do that. I mean, it was like so unexpected, right. Mike.
Also had his longest run from scrimmage in his career in that game, which is crazy.